Good evening. At least David got some friends back there behind him, so I don't know, we'll see. But the Lord's with me, so all right. So as most of you know, I'm Talent Sailor. If you don't know, I'm Talent Sailor. I've been here in this youth group for about 5 to 6 years, something like that. And so Pastor Potter's been great to us, and he's a great youth pastor, and it's his birthday tomorrow. So we'll see. All right. Please, if you would, can you turn to Philippians 2, chapter 2, and tonight we'll be looking at verse 3. All right, let's pray, just to start off the night. Dear God, thank you so much for this opportunity that I'm here right now, and thank you for Pastor Potter and his leadership. Pray that you can speak, that I can speak your words and not my own, and that I won't conflict any message that you want to convey to these people tonight, and that you can help me with that. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you ever met someone who all that they want is attention? All they want is, they want to be the center of attention. It could be a plethora of different things. It could be, they could like fall on purpose or something. Maybe it was when you're younger and you're telling a story, and then there's that one friend that always has to tell that story that one-ups yours or is better than yours in some way, or it's the bigger fish or something like that. All they want is attention. Well, this let's look at the verse. Philippians 2:3 says, "Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves." And in Philippians 2, Paul gives us two examples. His examples are later on in the book. It's Timothy and Epaphroditus. And they are examples of this verse. And throughout the chapter, the book as a whole is Paul's promotion of unity to the church at Philippi. And he's stressing unity, but specifically in verse 3, he's stressing humility. And in this verse, it has a positive and a negative aspect. So first we'll look at the negative aspect, which is let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. So what's strife? Strife, according to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is lack of agreement, or otherwise known as disharmony. Actually, this morning in James 3:16, pastor was reading this, and it says, "For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." So think of strife as confusion, egging people on. Maybe if you're seeking strife, you're trying to get them all riled up and get them mad or anything like that. And then the second word is vainglory. And I think I first learned the definition completely from Mr. Collison's Sunday school, and he said vain means worthless. I looked up vain again, and it said that vain means false. The dictionary said that vain is false. Another way of saying it would be conceit, which is pride. So vainglory, pride, strife, confusion, and then the verse plainly says, "Let nothing be done through this." And the example that could be used here is soccer. I'm on the soccer team at Marquette, and actually this was the theme verse for the junior high team this year with Coach Leza. But on the soccer field or in any other sport, mostly you'll see vainglory, I guess, but egging people on can be a major aspect of that. You're trying to get in their face or something. You're trying to cause them to stumble, get them mad or something like that. That you can see that on the field, basketball court, whichever it is. They will score a goal and they'll celebrate and say, "Yeah, I'm great," and take off their shirt or something that's just like totally inappropriate. And, you know, that's vainglory. It's glorifying yourself. It's false. It's conceit. It's pride. And as Christians, we need to promote unity and we need to be humble. And this is not a humble attitude. This is not unifying in any way, even if it's of your own accomplishments outside of sports or anything like that. Christians need to not be looking for strife or egging people on. They should not glorify their own accomplishments. But then the second part of the verse says, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. And lowliness of mind, well, that's humility. And the greatest example of humility would be Jesus on the cross. That's pretty humbling and everything. Humility is simply defined in the next part of the verse, which says, let each esteem other better than themselves. So that's putting someone else's needs above your own. And this brings us back to Paul's examples, Timothy and Epaphroditus. And in verse 20, it says, for I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. And this, to me, struck me as he's humble. He's putting other people's needs before him. And again, and I'll read the portion on Epaphroditus from verse 25 on down. Yet I suppose it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor, and fellow soldier, but your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all, and was full of heaviness, because that ye had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when ye see him again, ye may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life to supply your lack of service toward me. And again, that just emphasizes that Epaphroditus was a humble guy. He really wanted to go back to the place where he was sent, and he wanted to go back, but he couldn't because he was sick. But he put Paul's needs above his own. It says in 25, he ministered to my wants. That's Paul speaking there. And so these are Paul's examples of humility. And personally, I have met a kid. He's my age. So his name, Wilson Rice V. So when I went down the Bill Rice Ranch last summer, I worked there for a good half of the summer. And as I suppose with any other job, it's structured. You can't just start out and what you want to do, you have to go through the process. You know, you can't just start, for example, maybe you wanted to ride around in a go-kart and collect trash or something. Maybe that's what you wanted to do, but anytime you go to the Bill Rice Ranch, you start in the kitchen. And Wilson Rice V, five generations have been going on through this place, and his father was running it at the time, and well, he still is, and so he could have had the choice to skip all that. I'll say that he humbled himself, and he went through the ranch hand program, and he started in the kitchen just like everyone else had to, and that took humility. I saw him as a great example of humility. He never boasted of his title. He's a great guy, and he worked very hard, and so humility can also be applied on that soccer field. Back to that application, I should be the one to encourage others and not put myself on a great pedestal. Epaphroditus isn't saying, oh, woe is me, I'm sick, but I'm helping you right now, and I should get credit for that or anything. He just wants to help. He's putting Paul's needs above his own, and that's what we need to do. And overall, again, in this book, Paul is emphasizing unity in the church, and with humility can come side effects, fruit. Maybe you can help others. You'll be helping others because you'll want to help them, and you'll humble yourself to help them, whether it's embarrassing for you or for them, even that you can help them with that. Or maybe it's prayer. Prayer to God can be a fruit of humility. And just think that if we all had extreme humility, then a lot more people would start to notice us as Christians. We'd be something's different. They'd say something's different about that. They'd notice us that peculiar Is that good? All right. Peculiar people, and that they can notice us more often, and like Pastor pointed out this morning, we'll be a people of love. Like, despite their differences, they still loved each other, and this humility can help us on that path. So let's close in prayer.